6. That's what we'll read. Okay. Can we read as a family? 1, 2, go. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Next verse. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. Next verse. In this lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the waters. Next verse. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well, whatever disease he had. Next verse. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38. Please stop there. Stop there. Can we just lift up your hands and say, Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you that even as I dwell in receiving from you, oh God, that you will bless me and you will speak to me. Just say a prayer for yourself that God will speak to you, not just as an individual, but will speak to you as a family and as part of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, blessed be God forevermore. Having said that, Father, we say thank you, O God, that indeed you will speak to us, O God, that we will know that which is your truth, and we will know that which is from your throne, O God. Blessed be your holy name. Take all the glory, take all the honor. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Can your amen be a little louder? Amen. You can celebrate Jesus and take your seats. Amen. Thank you, choir. God bless you for that wonderful ministration. Amen. People of God, in this month, last month we looked at discerning the word of God. Now, it is paramount that words comes to us every blessed day. There are words that comes to us at different times in our life. But it is also of essence that you discern which word is for which. Hallelujah. And so in the month of February, we look at discernment in the word. And we said something very paramount. God does not give you the spirit of discernment. I want you to know that. God doesn't give you the spirit of discernment. He gives you the knowledge to discern spirits. These are two different things. Hallelujah. He gives you the knowledge to discern spirit. There is no gift called the gift of discernment. No, sir. He gives you the wisdom to discern. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now, in this month of March, we're going to look at responding to the word. Somebody say responding to the word. It is of essence that you know that revelation only becomes manifestation through response. A revelation only becomes a manifestation through your response. In other words, God's word changes your life only when you act on it. God's word changes your life only when you act on the word of God. Praise be God. A man's integrity is known by his response to his own words. People of God, you will bear me witness that there are people you can count on. Why? If they tell you something, they do it. There are people that when they tell you something, it is like take it to the bank. It works. For instance, if Tinubu walks in here and say, brother, I'm giving you $100 billion. Guy, you no go shake. Hallelujah. Why? You know that his position is capable. But sorry, I hope he will keep to his words. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, there are people that when they tell you things, you don't take it serious. You know why? They have lost integrity by virtue of not keeping to their words. But God is a God that keeps to his words. Amen. Many people pray for change, but they are not ready to obey the instruction that will bring the change. People of God, for every word of God, it is an instruction. And like we said previously, there are instructions for every time. There is an instruction for a season. What made sense yesterday will not lead you tomorrow. We spoke during the staff fellowship and God spoke to us. And he told us that, listen, when you do not change with the times, the trends overtake you and you become irrelevant. Praise be the name of the Lord. Now, God's words, God leads men through what? Instructions. And these instructions come through his word. In this, the Bible says, man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This means your life moves forward when you follow what God is saying now, not only what he said before. In other words, your future is hidden inside your obedience. I beg to tell you, in James 5 from verse 1 to 3, when we read, it says, being around God is not enough. The scripture tells us that this man was in the midst of multitude that were sick. People of God, their blessing was just right about them. People of God, the way you see that pool, the word of God is just right about you. In that time, they were waiting for the steering of the Holy Spirit. Right now, the Bible is next to you. You don't need the steering of the Holy Spirit. You need the action of the word of God to go into your healing. People of God, being around the Bible or being around the word does not automatically signify your healing. Does not automatically signify your breakthrough. It is acting on it. It is responding to the word. Responding might not be through only what you hear or do. Responding can be believe. And so, many of us today, you think coming to church is the encapsulation of healing. No, sir. Coming to church is exposing you to the word. But your belief and response to the word is what brings about the breakthrough and the deliverance. I am sure many of us can say, we have been to crusades where the people will say, you will make it. We have certain other prophecies where people will say, you can make it. You will not die. You will live long. Haven't we buried plenty of people? Did all of us become rich automatically? No, it means that there is a word. There is a word for someone. It is only when you act on that word that it becomes a manifestation. It is your response to that word that becomes a manifestation. Permit me to share what a brother shared with us during Staff Fellowship last year. He said, they went for a program and there was a prophetic word that I see somebody buying a new car. Hallelujah. And I see all of you getting better things than cars. Amen. And when this word was said, the boy had nothing. He had nothing on him. So what he did was that he woke up the next day and just walked to a car stand and began to price. I love it when you are acting like a big man, you know. Even the tune of your voice will change. How are you? How much is it? Big men know they shout like us. How much? You know? And he began to price the car. And he saw one beautiful car. Yeah. He just loved the car. And he was negotiating with the dealer as though he had the millions in his account. People of God, the guy no get sissy. But he just knew that something asked him to go and act on that word that he's buying the car. And when he went there, a newly wedded couple like Lama just walked into there. And Lama wanted to impress what's that her name again? Victoria, right? He wanted to impress her. So the groom wanted to impress the bride. On taking her there, the bride now said it is that car that she wanted. The same car this young man is changing his voice for. And you know what happened? The husband could not do anything. So he came to the young man and said, sir, I beg you in the name of God, pick any other car. I will pay. Just leave this one for my wife. Okay, he didn't get car, but he didn't get car. People of God, that is how to respond to the word of God. You must believe it. You must take everything hook, line, and sinker. You must believe, not just by saying, I believe. Act on it that you believe. I'm a guy cruising car, go house. He left the, I'm sure even money for fuel, no day, but anyhow, the car reach house. I mean, even if now by pushing, okay, even if he means to borrow gallon, go borrow fuel, computer, the guy got his car and he went. This is what acting and responding to the word of God is all about. Praise be the name of the Lord. Ha. We say, those people that were around the pool, they were in the right place. But people of God, nothing changed. You can be in church and nothing will change. Why? You are not responding to the word. You are not acting upon the word. For the Bible says, faith without works is what? Why do you think so? Because there must be a response to a faith. Glory to God. You can be in church. You can hear powerful messages. You can attend programs and still remain the same. Why? Because change comes from doing, not just hearing. Faith comes by what? And hearing. So it means that there is a doing there too. So it says here, it says because change comes from doing, not just hearing. And because when you hear, you must hear by the word of God. And when you hear by the word of God, you must act on that word. James 1:22 says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. People of God, the responding to the word means you are a doer. James 1:22 says you are a doer. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. People of God, your doing is the response that brings the manifestation. So if you do not do, if you do not act on the word of God, you are equally deceiving yourself. Come, the greatest foolishness is when you deceive yourself. Am I communicating, house? At least you can deceive others. Now, koni wisdom. Anyhow, I say how. It's a koni wisdom. But when you deceive yourself, you are amongst men the most miserable. So acting, not acting or hearing God's word and not acting on it, you are deceiving yourself. When you go to chapter 5, verse 5, in John 5, from verse number 5, it tells us here that when a problem lasts too long, God knows it. Listen, the man had been in that pool for 38 years. People of God, for goodness sake, what is he doing there? Okay, if now some of us will don't give up. 38 years. Standing there, you waste the most productive part of your life waiting on something. Why? You just refuse to act on it. People of God, we say this man is 38 years there. So many of us have lived a life that even till we get to the end, we do not see the manifestation of the word of God in our lives. You know why? We are just lying by the pool waiting on someone instead of waiting on God. And what did he say? People of God, listen to me. It says, long problems can make people lose hope. And then listen, sometimes people adjust to what God never planned for them. But hear this, no matter how long your situation has lasted, and no matter how long your situation has lasted, one instruction from God can end it when you obey. Hebrews 11 verse 8, Abraham obeyed and his wife changed forever. Hebrews 11 verse 8. Can I have Hebrews 11 verse 8? People of God, listen. Listen. God checks your willingness. You say, by faith, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receive from an inheritance, obeyed and went out. People of God, listen. The Bible didn't just stop at he obeyed. The Bible says he went out, meaning he responded. Despite not knowing where he was going to, there was a responding. He acted, not just say, okay, yes, oh God, I will do. He acted. Why? He said, by going out. People of God, some of our breakthroughs refuse to come. Why? We refuse to step out of our shells. Ideas that has been planted by God in our lives has not worked. Why? We refuse to go out. We refuse to take a step of boldness. We refuse to pay for that shop that God said go and pay for. We refuse to open the businesses. We just cage ourselves. So we are so we just lie down by the pool with our beds. You are delivered from every bed that ties you in one place in the name of Jesus. People of God, in verse number 6, that's John chapter 5, verse number 6. We say, God checks your willingness. Listen to what Jesus asked him. He said, do you want to be made whole? And people of God, give me that scripture. There is something here that really troubles me. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, will that be, give me NKJV, that grammar sweet there, well, God bless you. He says, look at, do you want to be made well? People of God, do you understand the question? Let me ask you, do you want to become rich? Want to answer now? What? Do you want to become rich? Do you want to become healthy? Do you want to become wealthy? So it was a simple question of yes or no. I mean, Abel, hear in response. Next verse. Hear the response. He said, the sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is there. How does this two relate? Do you want to be made whole? He said, I don't get a person to push me inside. Is that the answer to the question? People of God, do you see that this is the same way we respond to God? When God says, take a step, you begin to list your limitations. When God says, take a step, you begin to lay all your problems before God. That is when you begin to say, Father, if I had a tongue, like what was it Moses said? He said, for I have a slow tongue. Maybe you can consider my brother Aaron. That is how some of us do. When God is calling you, you begin to mention your limitations. Ah, may God break every of your limitations in the name of Jesus. You will not have an excuse before God in the name of Jesus. People of God, in responding to the word, is just one thing. It is a yes or a no. Your excuses don't matter. Your reasons for not responding doesn't matter. You must just act on the word of God. When the word of God becomes yea in your life, that is when it becomes amen. People of God, listen to this structure. It is when the word of God becomes yea, that is yes, in your life, that it becomes amen, meaning it becomes a manifestation. Am I communicating now? And then listen. Listen to this. Some people want miracles, but do not want the responsibility that comes with them. Isaiah 1:19 said something. Isaiah 1:19. Please give me Isaiah 1:19. Quickly. This word that is passing under is confusing me, so I don't even, better I can see now. If you are willing and obedient, he said what? You shall eat the good of the land. People of God, listen. He didn't say if you obey alone. He said if you are willing and what? Obedient. That means the will of God is found in you. So your will and the will of God is aligned. So you are willing in line with God. It says you shall eat the good of the land. People of God, listen to me. First of all, your will must align in the will of God. Then what? You will eat the good of the land. When you act on the word of God, why? Your will aligns. You know, sometimes when you go through these studies, and when you come back, your head will be charging. Sometimes, to put this message and condense it like this, but it had us, honestly. I just keep asking. I say, oh God, so if I just will, I will eat the good of every land. People of God, some people say Kefi is a cursed land. How many of you have heard that story? That Maloney things and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I agree. Truly, it happened now, so I cannot disprove the fact that it happened. But people of God, am I part of the people that did evil there? So why will their own evil affect me? So when I come to Kefi, because I have stepped foot in this land, the land must bless me. Now that is the confession of a believer. When I was coming here, they told me all manner of things that I should be careful. Wait. They said all manner of things. People of God, are we not doing well in this land? If you're not doing well, me, I'm doing well. I'll say it like you mean it now. God bless you. God bless you. In verse number 7, listen, the man said, I have no one to help me. He blamed people. Excuses delay your destiny. Kai. Excuses delay your destiny. Don't have an excuse before God. Never. Never have an excuse before God. When God says do it, people of God, do it. I don't know how many of you have heard of a madman who when he came to a group of believers, I think if I get the story right, he gets to a believer. I think they were coming out from a church and they were talking and the madman in his own madness turned and looked at them. He said, you people call yourself believers. When God tells you to do anything, you cannot do it. He said, we, even when they tell us to chop shit, we chop them and we know they shame. But people of God, God didn't ask you to do as a thing as miserable as that, as disgusting as that. God is just saying, believe. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe, meaning your belief is acting on the fact that you accept Christ, that he came into this world for your sake as the son of God. That means you dwell and believe in the authority of the Christ. So it means that you are not just believing by just hearing, you are believing by dwelling in Christ. Kind people of God, that is where you have everlasting life. And you know what? Jesus said to him, take up, in verse 8, Jesus said, take up your bed and walk. Ah! Somebody is not seeing something there. People of God, in the system of this world called bed signifies two things. Number one, a bed signifies rest. Am I communicating? Bed signifies rest, a place to rest. And then the second one signifies laziness. Am I communicating? A lazy man lies down and say, you know that. So these are the two significance. But listen to what God said. Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and walk. People of God, you are not understanding something here. What Jesus was telling him was that, get up. That means you have been healed and you have been made whole. He said, as you have been healed and made whole, take dominion over the system, sir, that makes you to rest and makes you to become lazy. So that when you take up that system, you overcome laziness, sir. So that bed would have been kept for another person by the poolside. After all, the scripture says there were multiple that were there. Why didn't the man leave the bed there so that another person would lie on it? If I were those ones that were there, I would have killed and said, oh, master, have mercy on me as well. But do you know nobody there begged for him to be healed? Did you see that? Nobody begged. So what did Jesus say? Since nobody wants to follow you in the healing, carry your bed, carry the systems. You are now in charge of the rest that you have. You are now in charge over laziness. You will not be lazy. He said, walk. People of God, his miracle started immediately he got up to walk. People of God, so many of us have been told, rise up and walk. But you know what we do? Excuses. Oh, Father, you see my leg. I've been here for 38 years. You know they see my condition. You're saying stand up and walk. What is wrong with this man of God's self? They know they see things. People of God, the instruction was what? Rise up and what? Walk. You must understand that when you follow systems, when you follow the word of God, you overcome systems and structures. You overcome what is a norm in the physical realm. You overcome what is a norm in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says, Jesus said unto him, only rise up and walk. Amen. And again, listen. God's instruction may not always make sense, but obey. But his instructions, again, carries power. So you know what happens here? In Luke chapter 5, verse 5, Peter said, nevertheless, at your word. Give me that scripture. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 5. And someone answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. People of God, listen. The person that was telling them was not in the sea. Had it been the person who come out, na mami water, come tell and say, I go send fish, come your direction. It would have been easy for him to believe. Am I communicating? But this is somebody that was walking on dry land. Beside, that time, they never even know who Jesus be. They never understand the power. He was just an ordinary man that just came by the seashore and was telling them, he said, go and lay your net. He said, I don't know this man. He said, but listen. He says, I have toiled with my skill, with all my experience, a professional fisherman. Am I sounding like somebody here? You know your profession even more than God. So when God says, take this step, you are telling God that it will not work. Excuses. A man full of his skill. You know how many years Simon Peter don't toil that river? You know. I happen to have stayed in a community where there are fishermen. Do you know that at the time of the day, they will tell you the direction the fish will swim to? They will say no. Tunda, Sorry for those of you that don't understand. They'll say, since the water is coming like this, and then this temperature, that this fish will likely be at that side. So if you want to cast your net, go to this side. And that is the direction they will go. They understand these gimmicks. They know how the sea moves. If the tides are too high, they will tell you that you can't fish now. So they understand. They are professors in this field. Jesus had no qualification there. And he said, at thy word, he said, I will let down the net. And this was the instruction he given to him, and he acted upon it. You all know the story, that he caught so many fish that even the net that he threw was breaking. In fact, his boat could not carry the fish. They were calling other fishermen to come. When you obey God, your blessings are unlimited. Immediately, the man got healed. And why? Because he obeyed immediately. Delayed obedience delays miracles, sir. Delayed obedience delays miracles. People of God, when you move, God moves. Anytime you move, God moves. In fact, it is your moving that even steers the heart of God. And in verse 10 to 13, let me show you something here. Let me show you. People may not understand your obedience at times. People will not understand what you are doing. So people can call you all manner of things. People of God, don't worry. When you are acting on the word of God, don't worry what they will say about you. Some will even say you don't even know how to do what you are doing. People of God, nobody then hear what you hear. So what do you do? Keep at it. Discouragement would come. People of God, you know what happened? The religious leaders question him. They said, how can you be healed on a Sabbath? Excuses for your healing. Chai! My goodness. See, but you will be so blessed that people will say, your blessing is not supposed to come on Sunday. Hallelujah. And it will come every day in the name of Jesus. Listen, but people will ask, you don't see some kind of men who make money, they send a blood money. Have you seen that kind of thing? That is what we are talking about. God will so bless you that your wealth will embarrass the devil. I didn't hear that. Amen. People of God, the man was just made whole. He was just healed. And because he carried the bed and he was walking, people of God, do you know what even provoked the Pharisees and the sad men who sees? That is the Sadducees. You know what confused them? Why was he carrying a bed on a Sabbath? Not that, why was he healed? People are always coming to check the system you overcame. They are coming to question how you overcame the system. It is for you to return glory unto God. And do you know what? Even the man that healed him, the healed, didn't know the name of the healer. Did you notice that? He didn't know the name of the healer. And then, listen, the Pharisees were questioning, how come you are able to overcome the system and structures of this world even on a Sabbath day? Excuses for your miracles. And you know what happened? The man talks, say, I don't know. The only thing I know is that somebody came to me. I have been there for 38 years and nothing happened. I was waiting for the stirring of the water. Nothing happened. Even when the water was stirred, before I jump, one person with his own problem, now only one eye, he no get everything intact. That one don't ready, they ready. He go just dive. Choo. He don't swim. So I don't even know how to get inside there. Some people where don't gym where. Maybe now one of the leg. You know, all these people that are, their limbs are bad. You know, they used to be big upstairs. So that one don't gym. He can bully everybody and dive into the pool. It, those ones were all there. People of God. He said, I don't know. But I know that a man didn't have to wait for the stirring of the waters. The man just says, stand up and walk. Carry your things and go. He said, that is all I know. When Pharisees come to check you, and Pharisees are religious people found in the church. Let me tell you the truth. One of the greatest critics we have are Christians criticizing Christians. See, if a Christian, you make it today. God bless you, you made it. And you are hammering very well. It is Christian who say, see, Amo, we don't know. This kind of money we ain't get these days. We don't know. Maybe he don't sacrifice that in uncle. Where a uncle, senior brother, daughter, where die that day before they born him. You know, they will give one kind description, just to say that it was blood money. People of God, is that how many unbelievers, how many of these Ishmaelites have come to you to tell you that your money is blood money? You will not find it. It is our own people. Why don't we leave the criticism and learn to bring others to Christ? We criticize on every level. This is what this scripture is telling you. This is what the Pharisees and the Sadducees will always tell you. Why are you not keeping the Sabbath holy? Because they claim they know better than you. Oh God, it is you that heard God. Follow the instruction of God. Leave any other person. In conclusion. May your focus be on Christ and not people, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 40 verse 8 says, I delight to do your will. I delight to do your will. May the delight of doing God's will be found in you, in the name of Jesus. In verse 14, see, stay ready after your miracle. So I want you to talk, this is the last point here. It says, in verse 14, can I have verse 14? Jesus later told him to stop sinning. Do you see that? Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Now they call me it again. After the healing, the man's throw, go advertise himself, show, say, man, I've got brand new legs. You know? You know, when you buy brand new clothes, women, I'm sure, they say somebody bought a new shoe, they were asking for description. I said, when you go like this. He do like this. The guy is advertising his new shoe. Hallelujah. So maybe this man too went to show people that I've got brand new legs. You know, this is thing that glorifies God. And then they now met in the temple. And Jesus met him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. He said, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. People of God, now this is a disclaimer. I thought it was the same person that just healed him. But why is the same person that healed him tell him, go, sin no more, so that a worse thing may not come upon thee? People of God, it is telling you that when you repent, stay in the place of repentance. When you have found Christ, stay under Christ. Don't be lukewarm with your Christianity. Don't be a little there and a little here. Make I touch the world. It's small. I had a song. That they told the man, come, let's serve Christ. He said, no. He said, I just want flex, small. He said, make I just touch the world, small. People of God, this is what exactly the scripture is saying. It says, don't go back to your vomit, lest a worse thing will come back to you. Let me prove this to you. The Bible tells you that when a demon is cast out of a person and the demon goes about wandering in the desert, meaning they have been sent to an abyss, and the person comes back, demons will always come back to check where they were driven out from. They will always come back. Believe you me, those are the temptations and trials of life. They will always come back to find this place where they come out me, how far? What else space there? God bless you, sir. And when they find space, listen, they will not just jump at it. They will go and look for other demons where don't gym pass them. Demons where Obonge pass them, where get more power than them. They will bring them. So that's what Jesus was telling him. He says, remain in the place of Christ. Do not go back to your old ways. Do not go back to your sin. Less. He said, a worse. He said, less, a worse thing. Give me NKJV. Message. Did I use message on this slide? Please give me message. Let me see what message says here. He said, wonderful. He said, you look wonderful. Oh, I love this. He said, you look wonderful. The glory of God will look wonderful on any of you in the name of Jesus. On all of you, you will look good. He says, you are well. He said, don't return to a sinning life or something worse might happen. It might not be that cripple. It might not be the leprosy. It might not be the being lame. It might be death. Not just physical death, but spiritual death. Can we rise even as we pray this morning? In verse 15, It says your life became a testimony. The life of this man became a testimony. I speak to every one of you that your life will remain a testimony in the name of Jesus. People of God, but can we just look deep inwards? I love this part of Simon, where you will gauge yourself. This is the part I love most. Where you will evaluate yourself. Search within your heart. Have I responded to the word of God positively? Are there words of God that I have not responded to? By keeping to my old ways, I continue in my old ways. Do I keep doing so, or am I fully rooted in Christ? Please just search inwards before we pray. Am I in Christ, or do I let the things of the world touch me small? Let me just touch it small. Do I allow such things to continue in my life? I love this song that says, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Listen, listen very well. If the word of God is not found in you, you will not be able to make such a confession that I am no longer a slave to sin. I am no longer a slave to fear. I am no longer a slave to doubt. He said, but you'll be able to make a firm declaration. I am a child of God. This is how you should know that such things don't come by you just saying it. It's by dwelling in it and then responding positively to being a child of God. You are no longer a slave to those bad habits. You are no longer a slave to being crippled of the word of God. You are no longer a slave of being blind to the things of the spirit. It says, but you will get to a point that you will boldly and gladly you will say, I am a child of God. Please look inwards. Look inwards. What are those limitations that we always put before God? What are those limitations? I don't get the qualification. I never get the training. I am not beautiful enough. People of God, I was chatting with a sister and she replied and said, this life sucks. That was her response. She said, life sucks. I asked her why. Her problem is because she no get person to marry her. That is her definition. Not that I am a child of God. She was looking at her limitations. She was counting her failures. People of God, in saying I'm a child of God, you will not have a limitation. You will not count your failures. You will only see yourself victorious through Christ. Can you lift up your hands and say, Lord, give me a ready heart. Can you make that prayer? Say, God, give me a ready heart. Help me obey you quickly. Make that a prayer. I say, oh Lord, give me a ready heart. Help me obey you quickly. Can you begin to pray in the name of Jesus?